It starts before the course. I mean, actually, as much as a month before the course. I post an open letter to students about some of the ideas that we're going to be addressing in the course, how difficult they are, how they may provoke feelings of anger, anxiety, frustration, etc. Sort of the reasons that I've designed the course this way, and an invitation to sort of email me or email a TF or respond in an online discussion board. Also, Susan helped me make an introductory video last year that I just reused this year, in which I talk through the goals of the course in more detail, talk through the tensions, through my main aims for them, and start to set also the ideas of what kinds of expertise are welcome in the class. So the idea that their personal experience matters, their reading matters, research matters, their experience as students, their experience as educators, that I would like all of that in the mix because I think it matters. And so I try to model that in my own introduction of myself and explaining sort of how I developed the courses I did and the way in which practice and research intersect. And then in virtually every activity that we do in the class, it's meant to surface both research knowledge, say, you know, what they've read for class, and personal experience, either in the past or the present. I do set up from the first day the idea that eventually I do want them discussing with one another rather than running it through me. And so each time that we had a discussion, I would remind them to address each other and not me. I would try to release, you know, greater control. I would intervene less with questions. I would encourage them to respond to one another. And so that meant that by the time we got to the discussion that, you know, was on the video, they were, I think, really ready to regulate a discussion themselves.